Yo, so real quick, thank you guys for watching this episode. We hope that you will enjoy the rest to come. But real quick, we just wanted to interrupt the show to send our thoughts and prayers to Oscar Freyer and his family.
Sure.
Grand Canyon basketball player that died shortly after playing in the tournament.
That's tough,
man. In a car accident. You know, we just, everybody, it takes all of us. Sports is a family.
Yeah.
Walk-On's Pod is a family. We're a family of the sports family. I know it's getting redundant, but just wanted to extend our thoughts and prayers, man, and we're going to have a little moment of silence real quick for all those involved.
For sure.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Like this video, share, subscribe, and let's get back to the video.
All righty. Kind of greasy. What we got today? What you thinking?
Well, it's almost over with.
About that time, huh?
About that time. Final Four is here.
Yeah.
Baylor, Gonzaga, which everybody kind of picked.
Yep.
We picked Houston,
yep.
But the team nobody picked was UCLA.
Nobody.
They came out of the last four in to the Final Four.
Yeah. Yep. Damn, they did, actually.
They did that. They came.
Oh, that's tough.
Come from behind, win against Michigan State, and then just run through everybody.
Been rolling since.
Yeah, so let's get into it. I mean, obviously, the more intriguing game of the afternoon is going to be Houston and Baylor.
Yep.
That's
Saturday, right?
This will be a
close one.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I want to talk about. Why will Baylor win the game?
Defense.
Okay. Why will Houston win the game?
Controlling the pace.
I agree with you. If Baylor shoots the way they did against us, which hey, Hogs put up a valiant effort. We can go ahead and clap it up. Yeah.
Shout out to them Hogs, man. Yeah, they did for sure.
Went on to the Elite Eight and silenced a lot of haters, man. But that Baylor game was just so painful to watch, not because the scheme was bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think the defensive scheme was amazing. Yeah. I loved what Coach Muss did. I loved the little soft hit, you know, kind of show a trap, get it in somebody who's not really a playmaker, get it in their hands and make them make the decision.
Yep.
The rotations were just a little off, and our defensive assignments were just not – they weren't great.
Yeah.
You know, we're putting Justin Smith, our best rim protector, and Jalen Tate kind of out at the edge doing the soft trap. And we got Jalen Williams, who is a great charge taker, but he's not a really good rim protector.
Mm-hmm.
He's not super athletic.
Right.
Now, Jalen surprised a lot of people, but I don't like – of course, I would much rather have Justin out there on the perimeter, so I get that. But that Baylor team, they shot 70-something percent. I forget what minute mark they said. It was like 73% from the field in the first half with no turnovers.
That's tough.
Nobody's going to beat you if you don't turn the ball over and you shoot 70%.
That's true.
There's no stopping it.
Yeah. Well, they picked us apart for sure. I think you explained it the best way it should be explained, man. We just didn't – to me, it just seemed like we didn't have the firepower, mm-hmm. especially when Notae fouled out.
Oh, my. I was sick.
Like, man, dang, because we don't really – at that point, I was like, we don't really have anybody that can just go create their own shot.
Mm-mm.
Them boys was clamping up, man. That the dude that wants to be like Donovan Mitchell a little bit.
Yeah, the fake Donovan Mitchell?
Yeah, he
Davion?
Was –
Davion?
Yeah, he was going bonkers, bro. Offensively and defensively, bro. Like, it was nothing we could do with him.
Yeah, if I would have liked to see us force him right a little bit.
Yeah, no, they could have done that for sure. Yeah.
Go ahead, continue. I cut you off.
No, you're good. I'm just going to say I'm curious to see how well he plays against Houston. But, I think for me it comes down to if they win, it's going to be because of their defense. If they continue to play defense like they did against us, they're going to be – that's tough because they were sitting down. They brought out the clamps for real.
Yeah.
But on the flip side of that, if Houston is able to control the pace because, again, Baylor wants to play fast. Houston kind of does too. But, if they can control the pace, I think that'll help them win.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That'll help them win.
I agree. The only thing that I think is going to test Baylor more is Houston has more scorers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got Justin, JD, and then Moses, who didn't really have a good showing against Baylor. Not saying that he couldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Just wasn't his night. But you got Quentin Grimes, Marcus Sasser, Giroux, and I don't think Reggie's going to let them fullback-looking dude.
Nah,
the big dudes from Houston aren't going anyway. And it'll be interesting to see if the big guy from Baylor will want to run up and down the floor with Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Reggie's 6'8". He'd be a hell of a tight end. Hell of a tight end in football.
Yeah, we've talked about him before, but he's going to be able to move a lot differently than what Baylor is probably used to.
Right.
I'll say that. Hopefully they play him a lot, too, because I think, Reggie going to make some noise, man. I'm hoping so. I'm thinking he will.
I really hope so, too, man. I would love to see him have a really good coming out party.
You know,
he's the only Razorback left in the Final Four.
See, if they would have just kept him and played him alongside
Smith.
Bro, yeah. that defensive scheme that they was trying to run would work.
Yeah, because you could have had Justin or Reggie at the hole.
Right.
Pause, and then you have the other one out there disrupting and
– Yep. Both of them can slide their feet with guards for the most part. Yep. But see, they were getting that switch on
Justin.
On what's his name? Two.
Oh,
Jalen. They was getting the switch on Jalen.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I'm saying? Him being the bigger guy, he was getting put on guards. You know, it was a quick tween go.
Yeah.
Either foul or, got a layup. So I think they just, going back to Arkansas, we needed somebody else that could challenge a little more at the rim.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, if they got the switch on Jalen, it was just a layup.
I want to get your take on this because I had thought about this a little bit earlier. Now, obviously, they had their reasons for not doing it, but what's to say? We talk about rim protection. We have one of the tallest humans in college basketball.
Yep.
What's to say? Maybe we put Connor there. And by no way am I challenging what Musselman did. I loved the lineup. I loved the defensive scheme. But if we put Connor there and just kind of make him stand there, there's no defensive 3 seconds in college.
Mm-hmm.
We have a guy that can block the lob, or if he doesn't get the lob pass, he can challenge at the rim. Now, maybe that sways something a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, when you have him out there, he's a very – very, very strong liability on defense.
Right.
And you almost just kind of have to stick him in the middle, I get why Coach Must did what they did. But, the ball looked like it was on a string for Baylor.
Yeah.
It was like they were playing with 7 offensive people and we were playing with 5 defensive
mm-hmm.
players. It was unreal.
But so you think they're going to beat Houston?
I agree with you. If Baylor allows Houston to play wild and they get into passing lanes and they rotate defensively and they hit shots like that, I think it's going to be tough for Houston to win. But they did show signs, like you had said, of playing wild.
I told you, they will do that.
They were really disciplined for about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got out ahead. That's when we
started
catching.
Yep.
They start jacking transition threes.
Mm-hmm. They will do that.
So I did see what you were saying. If Baylor gets out of control, it'll be interesting. Because if Baylor's on their game and Houston's not, Baylor will probably blow them out.
Yeah.
If Houston's on their game and Baylor's not, Houston will probably blow them out. Mm. If they're both on their game, it's going to be a heavyweight fight.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going 12 rounds.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Okay. Yeah, that's kind of how I was picturing it as well. It's going to be a close one, I think. I don't know. I don't know what to say on this. I don't know who to call. I've been getting them wrong, man. Well, not really, but kind of.
Well, you kind of need, for your bracket's sake, you
need
Baylor.
For my bracket, I need Baylor to win. But I like the way that Houston played this last game.
They did. They played really sound.
Yeah, for sure. The team went into a little zone. I forgot who they played. Oh, they played Oregon State. The team went into a little zone. They were able to break down the zone better than I imagined.
That zone did give them a little bit of problems, though. It was like a soft 1-3-1, and the big at the free throw line would kind of come to the elbow, and they would show 3 guys.
Yep.
It was a little different.
Yeah, yeah.
It bothered them a little bit. But
it did.
If you're watching, please, and Jay can tell you this, we work on it with all of our big guys, Art, Reggie, and whoever else has been in there, KJ, everybody. When you catch the ball in a zone at the elbow, please turn and face the goal.
I got on the art about that. I'm going to show you. I saved a clip.
Bro.
I didn't send it to him. I got on the art about that, too.
Bro, they could have – and I, and again, we – y'all probably think this is the Reggie Chaney pod, but, like, Reggie's down in the dunker spot, and the guy's catching it.
All you got to do is drop it down
and,
to him.
And instead of catching it and turning inside, like, if the goal's to my back, catching and turning inside, he's catching and turning around.
Yep, that does nothing.
Nothing.
That does nothing.
And Reggie's got his guy pinned. He's doing his job.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And just anybody. So, little walk-on's tip. If you're a big man –
I don't know why – yeah.
Or a guard – and you catch it in the middle of the zone, turn inside.
Yeah, yeah, face the basket. Because what it does, though, is even from just like a psychological standpoint, if you turn it away from the basket, I already know that I got you where I want you.
Yeah.
You're because not ready. I'm like, you ain't trying to hoop. You ain't trying to score that thing. Not this way.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, at least not to say that you can't back it out and then get into the play.
Yeah.
You have to give your defender something to honor.
Yep.
At all times. That's probably the most simple key to basketball. Always give the person guarding you something to honor.
Yep.
Whether it's a jab step, you can not want to dribble that hoe at all. Yep. If you make a jab step, somebody got to, you know, you automatically got to be like, okay, what they trying to be on?
You got
to
flinch, yeah.
You got to do something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, people are catching the, man, I literally just saved the, I'm going to show you after this, saved the clip where Art does that too. He was catching the ball, and for some reason, he wasn't, like, facing up. He wasn't trying to get to the rim. So he was just going, getting into the offense. But I said the same thing. I'm like, bro, your butt is to the basket. Like, I know you're not doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Yeah, great point, man. Great point.
Dude, oh, man, you can ask Laney. I was so mad.
Like, me too.
I was so flustered at a game that I really shouldn't have even cared about.
Yeah.
But they just, it's just like, man, dude, who? Anyway.
Yeah, it's tough.
I can't talk about it anymore. It just... Tip. Also, let me tell you something. If you think I'm lying, try it. I bet you get 4 or 5 more points per game.
No, for sure. Man, I told Art the same thing. Man, yeah. That's good. That's good. I hope he watches this. That's good.
I hope so too. But so anyway, back to the pick'em. I'm gonna go with I don't know. I'm gonna go with Houston. Yeah. I got Houston in my bracket. I got Houston playing Gonzaga in the championship game. So
I got Baylor and Gonzaga.
That game will be, if it gets that way, that game will be interesting.
Yeah. I'm thinking it might.
Which, honestly, I mean, Johnny Juzang had a heck of a game for UCLA
the other night. He was the transfer from Kentucky, right?
Yes. That was the dude that he was hooping. He was going off.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously UCLA wins, but, man, I watched Gonzaga play the other day.
Light.
Doesn't matter who they're playing.
That man Drew Tough. He's so cold to me, bro.
His footwork is amazing. It's insane.
He's ambidextrous for real.
Yeah.
He be throwing the left hook like.
Yeah. Like Hakeem.
He got that joint that. He really got that.
Yeah, the scoop.
He got the scoop. Man, yeah, he's tough. He's tough. And nobody's really. Like, why aren't they talking about him? Is he not lottery?
No.
He gotta be.
No. Slow feet don't eat.
Man, that man, hey, you talk about somebody that can score with a nice touch.
Yeah.
He's tough. Left hand, right hand.
He's proving what I just said wrong. I said slow feet don't eat.
But yeah,
he got slow feet.
I swear he do. I was like, man, I'll run on his team any day.
Yeah.
Man, he's tough. I like his game so much, bro.
Yeah and
they killed though. They killed. Who did they play? USC?
Yeah.
Killed it.
They made Evan Mobley and them look bad.
Killed him, bro.
And I thought Mobley, the Mobley brothers' length would bother them.
Me too.
It didn't even faze them.
Nah. F it. Nope.
That's crazy, dude. You know how demoralizing that is for a team? Thinking like, okay, my big man is 6'10 with like a 7'4 wingspan. He going to be like a daddy long leg blocking something at the rim.
Nope.
And the 6'10 dude with slower feet is just – whooping him.
Yep.
Whooping him in the post.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Man, yeah. Yeah. All that. I saw it too. I was like, man, he going crazy. It was super light, bro. Yeah. Zags will probably
blow them out too.
I hate to say it too, man, but I'm thinking the same thing. I just can't see UCLA beating Gonzaga, bro. I don't even think it's going to be too close. I'm going to be honest.
No, it'll probably be 15 or 20.
I was thinking at least 12. I was going to say 12 to 15.
Yeah, it'll be 15 or 20 at least for me.
That's crazy. Yeah, see, man, like they ain't. Hey, them Zag's tough, though.
They're Bulldogs tough. Are tough. So, okay. So, for me, it would be Gonzaga. Of course, you know, if you're going to be tied up this weekend. But if we get a chance to talk about the national championship, we can preview that as well. But in the event that we don't, let's go ahead and preview our national championship. You're going to have Gonzaga and Baylor, which I love the matchup. Offense and skill versus defense and physicality.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yep.
Who do you think wins, though? They say defense wins championships, but Gonzaga can kind of lock up too.
They can. Yeah. It's a different kind of lockup. They can, though.
Baylor can't get out on that transition three.
No. Man, based off what I've seen, I would almost choose Gonzaga. Again, my bracket is saying go Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. For some reason, I don't know, man. And I keep saying this, and the more I say it, it's like the less I'm seeing it, because I guess, you know, that's just more than likely a good coaching job. But early on in the tournament, Baylor was getting up.
They watched the walk-ons
part. That's probably what it is, honestly. Shouts to Baylor, man.
Yeah.
Early in the tournament, they were a little more reckless, a little more caring. And that's not to say a little more they were just all over the place on the court, it seemed to me. Not really, but just for a team at that caliber, I was just expecting a little more. But I feel like they've gotten that together as, you know, as the tournament has played out, which is what's supposed to happen. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You just end up just getting the feel for everything.
Yeah.
And if they don't have those, like, careless 4 to 5 minutes that they were having at a time, I do think it's a really good chance that they beat Gonzaga. Will they not have those careless moments? I don't know, because a big part of the reason, again, going back to the Arkansas game, that I think that we were able to stay in there is because they, one, became careless, and then, two, the Donovan Mitchell dude, the fake Donovan Mitchell, he got into foul trouble, which made the team more careless.
Yeah.
So if I'm the Zags, or not even that, if I'm Houston, we can go back to Houston, I'm attacking Buddy right off the bat, just because they didn't seem to be able to keep the flow going well without dude.
They couldn't.
It didn't seem like that. Like, it's like you said, Razorback started to get more steals.
Yep.
I think it was one possession where dude caught it and he, like, traveled or lost the ball and went out of bounds or something.
Yep.
So I was like, okay, this is kind of what I was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
So Buddy is really controlling the tempo, and I think if either one of those teams realize that and attack him early, get him into foul trouble, I think they win.
Yeah, if they're able to expose him within the defensive scheme, yeah, I agree. And he really makes their team go. I mean, you know, it's funny. You said dribbling off the foot. I watched Hoosiers last night. You ever seen that movie?
Uh-uh.
You never seen Hoosiers?
I don't think so. I feel like I've seen bits and pieces, but not all together.
All-time great movie for basketball.
For sure?
Yeah, 100%. Usually I don't watch movies a lot anymore, but that movie was amazing. But when you said that, there was a scene anyway. Kid dribbles off his foot and makes two free throws to win the game.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. But anyway, like it really will come down to what Baylor team we see.
Exactly. Yep.
Because Gonzaga has been the most consistent team from game one to what could potentially be game 30.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Right now, like you said, if it comes down to Baylor and Gonzaga, although my bracket is saying Baylor, I would go with Gonzaga. Just based off what I've seen.
Would that be I can't remember. They always talk about it. Would they be the first team ever to go undefeated?
I think so.
Because they said Bird's team was close, lost in like the Elite Eight or Final Four or the National Championship game maybe. Obviously, you had that Kentucky team.
I was going to say one of them Kentucky teams.
38-1, Frank the Tank Kaminsky ended that one.
Yeah.
And I think they lost to Duke. Yes, because they had Quinn Cook, Justice Winslow, Ja Okafor, Grayson Allen had a mean dunk in the Final Four from the baseline.
That's a crazy squad, though. Thinking about it,
when you think about it, that team was really talented. They really could go.
Yeah, that's a crazy squad.
So let's try to figure it out real quick. We got a little bit of time.
Yeah, my bad. I'm all over the
place. No. I am too. We got a little bit of time left. How in the world, if you are UCLA, how do you beat Gonzaga? You just make every shot.
Damn near.
You have to. You got to shoot like 90%.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have zero weaknesses.
And you have to take advantage of the little things. You have to take advantage of the little things. Any fight, like, where it's up in the air, like any tip, oh, who can grab the ball? UCLA got to be on that. Like, it's not even like a 50-50. Like, any 50-50 chance of winning in any possession, UCLA got to be the ones on top of that. Yep. So, like, if it's a loose ball, they got to be the first ones on the ground to get it. Like, you just got to – it's a grind-out game for them.
Really?
They got to really, really grind, bro. Like, boxing out, like, all the little things – yeah, you just gotta make sure you're on top of your game when you're playing a team like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're going just based off talent, you're already defeated.
Yeah.
They're not gonna have anybody that can match it with Drew, man.
No.
Come on, man. He finna have a field day. So you gotta automatically take that into consideration. I'm throwing a double right off the jump. I'm gonna be honest. At Drew.
Yeah.
What you got to lose? You just gotta make sure your rotation's there.
Yeah, and honestly, the double really, and y'all gonna hate me. Y'all gonna hate me, but based off what the announcer said on the season and in the tournament, maybe it's in the tournament, not on the season, but Jalen Suggs is not their primary, like, first option 3-point shooter.
I can see that, though.
I think maybe you send kind of a little stunt, you know, a little stunt double, and as soon as he puts it on the ground, go double him and make him. I don't know what Corey Kispert's shooting from the field, but
I don't either.
Either him or the other person that's on the floor, because the fifth guy is irrelevant between Kispert and Timmy and Suggs. I don't remember who the other two are really just irrelevant. Like, whoever's out there with them is just running.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I think you got to make somebody that's not shooting a lot of threes be the shooter.
Yep.
You know, and that's not saying Jalen Suggs is not a shooter. He's very capable of knocking the shot down.
For sure.
Not saying that, but you got to play the percentages.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard when a team's percentages are very high.
Yeah, so. No, for sure. But yeah, other than that, yeah, I don't know. I
just
don't see them.
A grit game.
Yeah, it gotta be. They have to turn that into that. Mm-hmm. They're not even that type of team, honestly. But that's the type of game they need to play against Gonzaga.
You gonna if you're the coach, are you telling your guys, like, even if Gonzaga has the ball on a 50-50 ball, like, if you're getting on the floor and they're gonna beat you to it, you still tell them to, like, jump on them?
Yep.
Yeah, just be physical.
You gotta send a message.
Yeah.
I think that's what it comes down to at this point. You have to send a message, though. Like, okay, we're not supposed to be here, so we putting it all out on the floor.
Yeah.
Even though y'all number one, I don't give a dang about that. We out here. It's time for us to hoop.
Yeah, let's have nothing to lose at all.
That's how they got to play, though.
Yeah.
For sure.
That said, you heard it here first. Walk-ons pod exclude. Not really, but,
you know.
Not really. But, I mean, eliminates fire. So let's flip it now. Let's say Baylor does get beat by Houston. What does Houston have to do in order to beat Gonzaga? I feel like Houston's athleticism might give them problems early.
Yeah.
It's just a matter if Houston can stay poised.
Mm-hmm.
They take a lot of bad shots. That's the only thing I'm nervous about with them and Baylor. Mm-hmm. Baylor and Houston both take bad shots.
They do.
They get streaky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have to be locked in for 40 minutes.
Yep.
Especially against a team that doesn't make mistakes. Like we said, Gonzaga does not make mistakes.
Yeah.
What does Houston have to do to beat Gonzaga?
Yeah.
Let's say they get to the championship game.
No, I think you said it right. They just – it's a grinded-out game, but they have to – you know, we talked about it last time about these teams being – or just playing too much off athleticism, but I think now this is where that comes into effect.
Yep.
You want to be able to – To kind of counter what the other team is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, they're not the, you know, on Gonzaga side, like, you know, they're not the most athletic team overall.
No.
So I say Houston uses that to their advantage, really. That's what I think.
Do you think, okay, from a Reggie Chaney pod today, do you think from a post standpoint, obviously Timmy can't keep up with Reggie?
See, I don't know if they know that, though. I don't know if Houston knows that.
I don't think they know a lot of people can't keep up with their bigs. Like, it doesn't have to be Reggie. Reggie's just a freak. He's 6'8", and he said he runs like a 4'4 or a 4'5".
That's stupid.
Would have been a hell of a tight end. Like I said, got soft hands. Like, pretty much throw it anywhere in his vicinity, and he can get his hands on it. He may not catch it all the time, but I would like to see the way, so the way the girls, Razorback, I'm getting on a tangent here real quick, but the way the women's left a lot of points on the board is they never hit Taylor when she was running down the floor.
I see.
The guards never made whoever they play honor her, because in the scouting report, it was just, she's a grinder. She's going to block out, try to block your shot. And then on the defensive end, you know, when we set a screen, she's going to hard hedge and get back to her own and rebound. And they were, I guarantee you, they said she's the only one that's going to rebound.
Yep.
But if she didn't get the, if her, one of the guards got the rebound on defense, Taylor was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And those big girls weren't keeping up with her. She runs like a deer.
Yeah, yeah. You just got to get that to her.
Reggie does the same thing.
Yeah.
Reggie does the same thing. I would love to see catch it. Okay, let's get it to an outlet, cross court, up, you know what I'm saying? Like three passes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One, two, three. Mm-hmm. Layup. Now, Reggie can't smoke no layups, but.
Oh, he'll dunk those.
I hope so.
He'll dunk those.
But I would love to see somebody really stretch the defense out full court. I think that's another way you can kind of exploit Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Baylor and Houston are both faster.
For sure.
Much faster teams. I agree.
Yep.
But I agree. We said something about it, you know, not too long ago, too. Gonzaga's a team that can play fast, and they can play with pace, too.
Yep, yep, yep.
Like, they can play fast and slow, not turn the ball over, and make shots.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, it's a tough task, though. You just got to hope they're missing, but.
That's like playing against a dream team.
Man, they do a lot of things well, man. I can't even lie. Like, when I watched them, it's just a lot of little things, man. They really will wear you down.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that last time, man. They'll wear you down. They're a team who's really confident, can get into the offense,
yep,
and run the break well.
Yep.
So, like you said, the best bet, though, is, again, feeding the post, getting easy baskets. You see Reggie running with his hand up. Just throw him the dang ball.
Yep. And don't lead him out of bounds. Don't
lead him out of bounds. You see his jersey when he's posting. Get him the ball. That way, even if, you know, just try to – put yourself in position to win. Like, Drew gonna go crazy, right? How do you take care of Drew? Get him into foul trouble. Hand Reggie the ball, so, you know what I'm saying? So you can see if he can work, maybe wear him down.
Yeah, exactly.
It's gonna be a game of chess, man. You have to, those little things that are less obvious to see the people is what you gotta take advantage of.
Yeah, that's a great point that I didn't even think of. Like, Reggie back to the basket. Listen. Houston guards, if you watch this, you know when you give Reggie the ball, because I can see it on tape, and Jay can see it too.
Mm-hmm.
He's not taking the ball to the rim. You know you're probably going to get the ball back.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just give him something to honor.
So throw it to him. Let him just, you know, bump shoulders with the guys. That's a great point. I don't think Houston ever made the opposing team's bigs tired by letting their bigs try to control the paint.
No, bro, it'd be three guys scoring. That's what I'm afraid of with Houston. It's like you said, it's the three guards. They key in on the three guards. Then it's like you have your big man there. They're overworking because they're trying to get the rebound from your bricks. And now it's like, okay, I got to guard this man and try to get your rebound.
Well, and unless you're Justin Gorham, who just loves to rebound, that man,
no, he's tough.
Zero regard for his body. Yeah. Doesn't even care. Whatever happens, happens. You got to block him out. Mm-hmm. But I agree. Those three guys, you gotta let the other two touch it.
Sure.
At some point.
At this point, yeah, yeah. This is not like NBA where you can get away with that. Big three. Like, nope. No, this is going to come down to a team effort.
Yeah.
It 100%. Really is.
100%.
It's going to come to everybody. Everybody has to be locked in, man.
Yep.
And I think, yeah, that's what it's going to come down to, bro.
Yeah, I agree. So, I mean, with that being said, we're both taking Gonzaga for the national championship.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably will win it, though.
They probably will. I hope.
They got a solid five. Clay.
Hope somebody proves me wrong. Let's give a quick shout out. We got a few minutes left here. I haven't done it yet, but
oh yeah, yeah. Let's see who's at the top of the bracket, huh?
Yeah, who's winning here? I would just like to point out, I'd enter two. You get two, right? One of my brackets is at 98.6%, and I'm still
for real?
I'm still not in first. No, Daniel Sepulveda, number two. He's got Baylor as well.
Mm.
He's in first. So Daniel, congratulations. You're
shout out to Daniel, you know.
Okay. You're doing pretty good. Okay. In second is Boyce's Chance, and then tied for third, Laney.
Oh, Laney. Well, I can hear her now.
Yeah, Laney tied for third. I'm in fifth, and you're right behind us in tenth. So you're not too far.
I want to come up.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, about right.
It's not about how you start, right? It's how you finish. That's true. They had you in the first half, right?
They did.
They had you in the first half.
Because LSU, but we're not talking about LSU.
Yeah, we won't talk about that. So with that being said, guys, thank you so much for watching. Like and subscribe, please, please, please.
Yeah, man,
we're
trying to get the 10K subs, man. Help us out. Share this, bro.
10K subs. Also, this is the month live shows will be starting.
Stay tuned. That's facts. Damn, I forgot about that. Oh, that's exciting.
It is exciting.
It is the month, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that. And with that, I'll let Jay do his patented send-off.
GG's, G. Y'all boys stay blessed out there. We out.